From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. Jackson's Point Parquet is being transformed into a more welcoming community gathering space, with accessible pathways, open green areas, refreshed landscaping, and more. The project is designed to create a safer, more accessible park that supports local events, arts, and culture to benefit residents of all ages and ability. Construction is now underway, with the town thanking Jackson's Point BIA for its $15,000 contribution towards the revitalization. The York Catholic District School Board is projecting a $6.8 million deficit for the 2026-27 school year, an improvement from last year's $9.3 million shortfall, but one that keeps the board under provincial financial supervision. To reduce costs, the board plans staffing changes and other savings measured linked to declining enrollment, while saying it will minimize impacts on students. Some education workers have criticized the cuts, arguing it will reduce supports for all students, especially those with complex learning and mental health needs. South Simcoe Police are reminding residents to follow Ontario's off-road vehicle laws after charging a 26-year-old Innisfil man who was allegedly riding a modified e-bike capable of traveling 56 kilometers per hour. The limit for e-bikes is 32 kilometers per hour. Police say modified e-bikes may be treated as motor vehicles, requiring a license, registration, and insurance, and the rider now faces several Highway Traffic Act charges. Officers are urging residents to know the rules of the road before riding, as many off-road vehicles are not permitted on public roads. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.